Insight on Business the NewsHour is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, helping you turn human resources into a profit zone rather than an expense. Focusandfind.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business. Grateful that you're listening to us from wherever on the planet you happen to be. We're going to take a photographic journey right now through the spoken word with Paul and Jeffrey Michael. They are the owners of River Bend Gallery. It's a family operation that is in Galena, Illinois. And Jeffrey is an extremely accomplished photographer. And what makes his story so special? You'll learn that in just a moment. Jeffrey, Paul, welcome to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you're with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Full disclosure, my bride was in Galena last month and happened upon your shop, the Riverbend Gallery, and was overcome by the quality of the photography that Jeffrey does, and as a matter of fact, brought home a sample of that to hang on our wall here in the Des Moines Metro. So let's start at the very beginning. How did all of this come about, Jeffrey? How did you get started in photography?
High school, actually.
In high school. And, Paul, there's a special significance to Jeffrey that perhaps people don't realize. He was born with Down syndrome, is that correct?
Yes. So he just turned 30. He's been selling his work, his photography, professionally since he's been in his late teens, 18, 19, somewhere around that. But he's always been really, really good at this.
It's stunning work. It really is. And we'll have links, of course, to Riverbend Gallery up on the radio blog so people can take a look and see what it is that Jeffrey has been doing. Jeffrey, what kind of camera do you use?
Nikon.
A Nikon. And Paul, I understand that you come from a marketing background. Is that accurate?
A little bit. I was a marketing graphic arts guy before I quit to do this with Jeffrey full time. So the two pieces dovetail really well.
This is a true family operation because you moved to Galena years ago, didn't you?
Yes. Jeffrey graduated from community college back in the Chicago area, and we decided to move, and this is the short version, we decided to move out to Galena. It's a really cute tourist town about 2.5 hours west of Chicago. They get 1.5 million tourists a year through here. It really is the perfect venue to have his gallery.
Yes, and one of the things that is so impressive, and I did take a look, a deep dive into your website, and Jeffrey, the wall hangings, the look of that gallery is stunning. It could be in Chicago, it could be in New York. You are such a talented young man, Jeffrey. You know, people say anybody can be a photographer, but that's not true, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's you have to have a special eye. What is, Jeffrey, what's the most important thing about taking a good photograph? Is it light? Is it the time of day? All of those things work together?
Yeah.
And when you're, and you do this all the time, Jeffrey, summer, spring, winter, the photographs and are just amazing. Paul, what's the secret to Jeffrey's eye, if you will?
Boy, you know, we have people in the gallery that ask similar questions all the time. What kind of camera, what lenses, what, and they're looking for, you know, the reason he can do it. And it really comes down to Jeffrey's got a great eye.
Yeah.
He, he really can, things that we look at and pass by 100 times a day, he looks at a different way, and he captures that moment, and it really does pull people into his photography. We've had people in the gallery. There is an emotional component to Jeffrey. When he was learning, when he was in his teens, I was a graphic artist, so I knew how to work a camera. So if he had any questions, I could show him how to set it and things like that. But like most teenagers, your parents don't know anything. So kind of just went out and did and practiced. And he took high school classes, but he has such a great natural eye. I had a photographer come in and pull me aside at the gallery and say, you know, the difference, he's not just shooting pictures. He's capturing moments.
Yes.
And that's what pulls people into the picture, because he's shooting in the Midwest. He's shooting in Colorado. He's shooting, you know, in the Great Lakes area. So it's things that we've all seen a million times. He doesn't have elephants or giraffes in his pictures, but he has such a beautiful way. There's such an emotional component to his pictures that it really does pull people in.
It truly does. And once folks log on to Riverbend Gallery, then we'll have the link on the radio blog. They'll be able to see what is such a stunning piece of work. Now, this is really a family operation. I mean, you guys moved from Chicago to Galena, obviously, because it's a well-trafficked area, and opened up this beautiful gallery. This was a huge leap of faith, wasn't it, Paul?
Very much. It required both my wife and I to quit our jobs, sell our house, and move out here and hope that this would be successful. Now, we had a little bit of a track record to go on. When Jeffrey was in his teens, we were still in the Chicago area, and he used to exhibit over the summers at a lot of the local art fairs. Even back then, he sold a lot of his work. People really liked it. And so we had something to go on. But yes, it was, we were taking a chance, but everybody involved had a lot of faith in Jeffrey, and it's worked out. This is the start of our 8th year now in the gallery here.
It's remarkable. So, our guests are Paul and Jeffrey Michael. They are the folks behind Riverbend Gallery, along with wife Deborah. And it really is an amazing place. How deeply involved, guys, is the entire family in this? I suspect Deborah has a part and you have a part.
Well, Jeffrey, who takes all the pictures? you got to tell him, because we're not on video. Who takes all the pictures?
Me.
That's right.
Jeffrey does. Deb and I help him with the matting and the framing. But it really is totally a lot of people see us in the gallery. They see me and Jeffrey because we're the two that are in there most of the time. But I'm telling you, without my wife handling all the back end stuff for us and doing the printing and assembly at home, we would be dead in the water. Right. She's the unsung hero of the whole thing. But nothing would work if Jeffrey didn't shoot as lights out good as he does. And he is, you know, I'm certainly biased because I'm his father, but his work is as good as any photographer's I've ever seen.
Absolutely. And how far flung are his images out there? This is not something that just is hanging in walls on walls in Galena, but I can tell you they're also hanging in walls here in the greater Des Moines metro in Iowa. But where else are you sending this stuff?
It was super nice of your wife to come in and buy something for your house, but they are, I would have to check my facts, but they are probably in all 50 states, but we have pictures in a lot of different countries. We have people that have come through on vacation. Jeffrey has pictures that have sold in Australia, in Norway, in wow. Holland. He was for the 50th anniversary of the Special Olympics, which was over in the Middle East. It was in Abu Dhabi, but it was the 50th anniversary of the games, and they contacted us, and they had a special exhibit of Jeffrey's, a 24-piece exhibit set up at the Special Olympic Games so that people coming to those could see his artwork, even though it had nothing to do with sports. It was all about wow. what you can achieve.
Wow.
So he's the real deal.
Yeah, he is the real deal. One of the things I think is most interesting is your blog. There's a blog on Riverbend Gallery's website that you guys keep up. You know, so many people, so many times, will start a blog and then put it into remission, so to speak. But you guys are actively there at least each month talking about Jeffrey's work. Is that accurate?
We try. We try our best. But it, like you said, it is a family business. So we have a few friends that will help us out from time to time. But we are trying to keep a lot of plates in the air with really just a few people. So we try as hard as we can. And the website probably takes the biggest hit. Sure. Because we're always, you know, Jeffrey's always out shooting new pictures. We're in the gallery working with people, and art is such a visual thing. People really like being in the gallery to stand in front of it so that they can see it. But the website has, it really does have a reach.
Yes.
We try to keep that up as well as we can.
How many shots does it take of a subject, whatever it is that you're shooting? How many pictures do you take of that before you're satisfied that you've got the right image?
Three.
Is that right?
Only three. He usually does. Now, sometimes he'll take more, but his MO, if you and I were to go out and take any kind of photography, we would take 20, 30 shots of something, knowing we're going to get a couple that are good. And Jeffrey does, his process is exactly the opposite way. When he goes out, you can see him really studying his subject matter. And when he's ready, he takes two, maybe three shots, and then moves on to another subject.
Wow.
So it is a cool thing, but it is very nerve-wracking because we don't have a lot to choose from. But he usually nails the shots.
That's spooky.
It is, but he's very talented. He's got a feel for what makes a good shot. There's really no other way yeah. of explaining it. He's a total natural at it.
Absolutely.
Even though he did take high school courses, but if you go on the website and look at his pictures, they don't turn out that way just because of a couple of high school classes. Yeah. That's a lot of natural talent that he has.
Well, this has been an exciting adventure to meet both you, Paul, and Jeffrey, and for a moment, Deb, who helped us get into the Zoom call. Technology was not our friend early this morning, but we did get it done. A final question for both of you. Where do you go from here? Jeffrey's now 30 years old. and a successful businessman in his own right, with a sensational ability to capture images that are stunning. What's the next growth picture for Riverbend Gallery, guys?
What do you think? After you just told me, we were just talking a little while ago that now that he has this down, he was talking about another business. What was the other business you wanted to start? Do you remember?
Guitar.
Guitar.
Did you want to start a DJ?
Oh yeah, DJing parties.
He wants to do DJ.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I get it. Yeah. Why not?
And I don't know if it's he knows a lot about music. He really enjoys music. What's your favorite kind of music?
Country.
He likes country music a lot.
Me too.
But I don't know if the DJ plan is so that he can actually have the business, or if he just wants to go to more parties.
I would opt for the party side. And Jeffrey, I also am a country music fan. So we are kindred spirits in that, my friend. I want to thank both of you for taking so much time to come on the NewsHour and share the story of Riverbend Gallery. Been in business since, 2016, I think it is. And
yep.
You've received awards from the state of Illinois, from the Galena Chamber of Commerce, and Jeffrey's work is in multiple countries and perhaps in all 50 states here in the U.S. So I want to thank you both for taking so much time. I wish you nothing but success, and take care, guys. Thank you.
Well, thank you for having us on.
That was Paul and Jeffrey Michael, who, with help from mom and wife Deborah, run Riverbend Gallery. It's an amazing story, and he is such a talented photographer. You can learn more about them and see the gallery at riverbendgalleries.com. And that is a wrap for today. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that do this each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and the very talented Jeffrey Michael, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.